Hovley basketball after a Hover Beach foul.
33-32. 1:38 to go. Who's going to be tempted to go ahead and get the possession, okay, if they got the lead, and just go ahead and see if they can dribble it out?
I mean, putting it in an icebox in a JV game, John, with 98 seconds, that's a bit bold.
Well, let's see. We have the Ugly Bearcats on the double bonus. Every time they get fouled, they have two shots. And it's going to take three more fouls on Ugly to do the same thing for Harbor Beach.
Great rebounding there from the left block on that double bonus, John.
Good move to the ball.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to take another short break here, and when we return, we'll take a look at the Ugly Bearcats on your Harwood home for high school hoops, the WLEW Sports Network.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and performance-based pay. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises, 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley. 1 mile north of Atwater Road and M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
This week at More Motor Sales in Carroll, when you purchase any new or used vehicle, you will get free oil changes for one full year. That's right, buy any new or used vehicle this week at More Motor Sales in Carroll and get free oil changes for one full year. That includes every new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, truck, or Jeep, including the Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Ram 1500, and all F-150 trucks, too. Don't miss this great opportunity only at More Motor Sales on M81 on the west side of Carroll.
Hi, I'm Dawn Foote from Decker, Michigan. I've been in the car business for almost 10 years. And all those years, I've been right here at Moore Motors in Carroll. It all started when I came to buy a car from Mark McGarry. He was swamped, and I just stepped in and helped him out and got a job. It was 6 months later he put me on the sales floor. My role here at Moore Motors is selling new and used vehicles. My number one passion for what I do and love coming to work is helping people. If you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, please come see me, Dawn Foote, at Moore Motors in Carroll. You are going to get more at Moore Motors.
D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth wants you to save more. In the month of February of 2020, D&M Cabinet Shop will be giving you up to 20% off on all Decora cabinets. You heard right. D&M Cabinet Shop is giving you up to 20% off all Decora cabinets in the month of February of 2020. Save even more at D&M Cabinet Shop and get that kitchen or bathroom you have always dreamt about.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in at the shop at 5230 Pretty Road.
If this is any precursor to what we're going to see in the varsity game, we are in for one heck of a night here from the shores of Lake Huron in Harbor Beach, Michigan, between the Ugly Bearcats and the Harbor Beach Pirates. It's the Backyard Brawl Part 2, the battle for the orange and black, whatever you'd like to call it. There are relatives on either side of the Mason-Dixon line here. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney courtside from our Agri Valley Services courtside seats as the Ugly JV is leading Harbor Beach's JV 35-32. Ugly just missed four straight free throws from the free throw line. And there's 33 seconds left, and Harbor Beach's JV across midcourt. The three from JV, Harbor Beach's air balled, rebound brought in by Ugly, and there's another foul. So, John, let's take a look, because this one's pretty much, I would like to think Ugly's going to pull this one out here, John.
24.5 seconds. That's an eternity. Just ask the guy next to me.
Well, now you have to think. The Ugly Bearcats have now missed four straight free throws in double bonus here. Does it become a mental game here a little bit?
Yeah. Aiden McKoviak, he is the only freshman starter on the Ugly's squad. And he's got the ball right now. He fires. Oh.
He missed it.
Missed it. Now, he can turn this into a two-possession game with 24 seconds and game over, you'd think.
24 and a half seconds left here in the junior varsity game. Ugly leading 35-32 over Harbor Beach. Lefty's second free throw. This one's no good as well. Rebound brought in by Harbor Beach. And the Pirates are going the other way. Trailing by 3 points. Over to the left wing to Voss. Into the corner for the three. It is up off the mark. Airmailed. And a rebound brought in by Harbor Beach, though. Voss with a three. No good. Rebound brought in by Ubley with 8 seconds left, and that should do it there.
Voss's shot was right on the rim. Just didn't get that friendly spot.
So the Ubley Bearcats will hang on for the JV victory here. I'm pretty sure they led almost every second of this game with the exception of about 2 minutes here in the fourth quarter.
Got a scare.
Well, let's talk.
Harbor Beach kids, they never say die.
Got to give a lot of credit here to the Ubley team, though. I mean, Harbor Beach was throwing everything they could at them, and the Bearcats are holding strong here.
And, yes, they weathered the storm.
And another missed free throw.
The look on the face is
kind of a wild finish here, as now Ubley has missed 7 straight free throws.
Southpaw puts it up, and it's good! That is
so it's
game.
A 4-point lead, 36-32 for the Ubley JV. And a timeout called by the Ubley staff. We're going to be in for a good one. All right, let's talk about the varsity squads here, though. John, let's talk about the away team, the Ubley Bearcats. They enter tonight with an overall record of 9-5. 4 of those losses were in Ubley's first 6 games of the year. In the Greater Thumb East standings, they are at 7-1. Their only divisional loss was to Sandusky, 19-36 at home. And coincidentally, they're tied with Sandusky in first place in the Greater Thumb East. Brandon Sorensen is in his first year as the head coach for the Ubley Bearcats. Over that time, he's gone 9-5. That's a .643 betting average. Previously, he was the JV coach for the Ubley program. On offense, the Bearcats are averaging 47.4 points per game. That's the middle of the pack in the Greater Thumb Conference at number 7, and it's 9 points less than the Pirate offensive attack. On defense, only one team with a better defense than the Ubley Bearcats, and that would be USA, and that's a difference of less than 2 points. On average, Ubley allows just 41.2 points per game, like the number 2 defense of all 14 GTC teams. Average margin of victory is at 6.1 points for the Bearcats. However, this week, the Ubley Bearcats have won by 28 against CPS and 29 against KPAC. And if you couldn't tell, there's the JV of Ubley securing the victory 36-32. Ubley began the season a bit sluggish, perhaps due to an extended football season. Regardless, they started out with a 2-4 record through the middle of January. But ever since that January 15th victory against KPAC, it's been a motivated and cohesive squad of Bearcats. As of late, they have won 7 of their last 8 games and sit atop the Greater Thumb East standings.
You know, Clark, that is right. And it's taken a little bit of time, but this team has learned how to play together, okay? And the truth is, Ubley has talent. And they might just have Harbor Beach's number this year, considering what happened in football season and also early on the Bearcat court earlier.
Ubley defeated Harbor Beach on January 17th in Ubley, 44-42. Now, John Muir, let's take a look at the roster of the 9-5 Ubley Bearcats.
In this second meeting, Coach Brandon Sorensen's Ubley Bearcats are led by seniors Austin Peruski, who is just a force on the inside, and Casey Sweeney, who is a force on the outside. Also look for juniors Levi Peruski, Cole Hagan, and sophomore Kyle Sweeney as well. But also listen for seniors Austin Krager and Isaac Wazinski, juniors Carson Haleski, and Gabe Sweeney. All are going to come off the bench, but they are going to contribute. Athletically, the Bearcats are very capable, and they really kind of go deep as far as their talent is concerned.
When we return, we'll break down the keys of the Harbor Beach Pirates as they're facing off with the Ubley Bearcats on the Harbor Beach's own home court. We are 14 minutes away from tipping things off in the Greater Thumb East rivalry of the Backyard Brawl Part 2, right here on the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Agar Valley Services.
You've heard us talk about our new pediatrician at Sure, but now let's hear it straight from Dr. Carrie Rabinera.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie Rabinera. I want to thank everyone for such a warm welcome to the Thumb.
We hear so much about having a primary care provider, but why should families have a dedicated pediatrician?
I would say it's important for a couple of reasons. Pediatricians have specialized training in taking care of kids, both healthy and sick, and it's also nice to have somebody close by that you can go to for something as simple as a cold. I'm really excited to be able to help take care of the kids here in the Thumb. I'm excited to work with such a great group of people, and I'm just really excited to keep kids healthy.
You're seeing pediatric patients at Sure and Pigeon, but this is more than just newborns, right?
Yeah, so it's a common misconception.